So your team has now won 8 in a row, 2 games back-to-back blowouts. What did you like from your team tonight?
I like the way we approach the games. It's consistent. We don't take anything for granted right now. We don't play the score. We play the clock. And there's a lot of confidence in what we do. You can see it offensively. We give the guys the green light to be creative offensively within the system. And right now, it's looking.
Speaking of creative, Jack Rozovic, Mason Appleton, Nick Patan, that line was very creative for you tonight as a whole. What did you like from those three?
I like the way they move. I like the way they support the puck. When you have skills like they do, comes down to working hard. And I think they work hard. Our team, that's the foundation of what we do. We work hard. And then there's some chemistry. We're looking for synergy between players. What you're going to see most of the time is the synergy between two players on the line. Now there's synergy between the three of them. And with the work ethic that they have and their ability to create offense, and they're quite responsible defensively as well. So it's a pretty good combination.
We knew what to expect from Jack Rozovic this year. And even he's taken a step up against 12 goals in 23 games. Last year he had 13-65. But Mason Appleton is a player who kind of came in and, you know, there was some expectation, but not maybe to this level. Are you even surprised a little bit by what you're seeing from him so far?
From Mason Appleton? Well, we had no expectations for him. We didn't know. He showed up at camp trying to make the team, and he made the team because he was playing extremely well, and he was working hard in practices, and we could tell that he understood what was expected. And I think that what he does well is he understands his role, and he understands himself as a player, and he's not cheating the game whatsoever. He's bringing the puck to the net. He's playing well defensively. He's tracking well. He's using his body to be on the forecheck and to create dirty pucks and then loose pucks and battles. So he's really honest with himself, and he's got this compete level in this game that is really interesting with his size and his ability to read the game. And his offensive hockey sense is really good, but he's also got good defensive hockey sense, which let us use him on the PK as well.
It's one of the amazing things. You look where he was taken in the draft, a sixth rounder, and I think we've all become accustomed when guys get drafted, you maybe don't expect a whole lot out of that position. I guess any successful organization, you need those diamonds in the rough, and that's a credit to scouting and drafting. But considering where he was selected and now just a couple years later where he's at, it does seem to be quite the advancement in his career.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the draft is you're right, all the credit should go and it's going to our scouts. It's not an exact science, the scout is. You're projecting what you see in the player, and in 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, and some guys, they just progress faster than others, and you know, they get drafted so young. Sometimes physically they're not ready, and they're not depending on the league they're playing with, and depending on lots of factors. So good for us. I mean, we've been drafting really well, and our scouting department is doing an amazing job. So we're as coaches, we're lucky to have those players.
Sammy Niku actually taken in the 7th round of that same draft. So just a word about your goaltender. It sort of gets overshadowed in a game where you put up 7. But I thought early in the game, especially you guys were being outshot, and he seemed to make a number of saves that maybe if 1 or 2 of those get in, it's a whole different game, right?
Yeah, we gave better scoring chances against in the second period. The first period, I thought, they were shooting the puck quite a bit, but from the outside. But we gave three scoring chances in the first. We had 7-4-3 against. But the second period is where or when we needed Hutch to be his best, and he was. He's a pro. He's a big boy. He moves well. He's competing hard. So it's good for him. That's what we expect from him, and he's doing a good job.
To get a stretch like we saw in that second period where it seems all of a sudden the game just opens right up, but when you guys have the balanced scoring that you have, Do you mind when it opens up like that? You guys scored four goals, I think, in just over 4 minutes of game time, which is quite something.
Yeah, no, I do mind. I do mind. And the reason is we need to follow the process. And eventually, if we don't score those goals, we'll have to play those tight games. And that's what we expect. And we want to play, again, we don't want to play the score. We want to play the time clock, and for us, opening up is not what we do. We first play well defensively, and because of that, we create our own scoring chances, and that's how it's played in the playoffs, and we don't want to change the way we play.
Coach, one thing I'd like to talk about simply is the PK, because I think you guys are now second overall in the AHL for your PK. I think you're 23 for your last 23. What's going right? What have you guys had to adjust anything, or is it just continuing?
Well, there was a fairly intense study this summer about the PK, and so we changed a few things, but it's also a lot about the personal you have. You think about Buddy Robinson with a stick, Patrice Cormier winning faceoffs, details of the game, our defense, defensemen blocking shots, Stojkovic, Melchiori, Schilling, Godovets, those guys. They're doing a good job getting the puck out. We have good pressure off the up the ice, but we do a good job at our blue line, force the other team to make some adjustments in their game. So, but at the end of the day, our personnel is doing a good job, and our goalies are doing an awesome job. So when we give a scoring chance, they're doing a great job. So right now, it's going well, and it's good for the boys. And, you know, making sure we're good on special teams is one thing. The power play is very important, but the PK is even more important, and we're doing a good job there.
Obviously, it wasn't easy, but maybe made number 8 in a row look easy. What's it gonna take to get to 9 in a row now on Saturday? I don't imagine Cleveland's going to be all that happy after losing a lopsided game like this.
Well, we take one game at a time, and we know they're not going to be happy. And our job is to stay focused on what we do. And what we've been doing so far is really put the focus on ourselves. We have a pre-scout video before every game, and we know what to expect. But at the end of the day, it's the focus on ourselves, and getting ready for the next game. That's going to start tomorrow. Tonight, we're going to let the boys enjoy the win, and tomorrow we'll get ready for the next game.